be PR safe. I'm okay. Jeff Wittick posted a podcast recently with Todd Smith. Or see, here I am going.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I've been fighting demons. Okay, I can say this. I've been fighting demons to like not be old me. Oh, yeah. I do so good with it now, you know, like truly like just not bringing things up and whatnot. But I think that I'm realizing, and it's not fair for me, I guess, to maybe be this way. But like one of my triggers as a person is when someone lies on something that I just told the complete and utter truth about. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. And you know where I wanted to go. I wanted to bring up the pool. I wanted to like say all the things and like.
You just didn't.
I know.
You have been on that. And I know exactly how you feel because it's like that. That's happened to me. Like very few people have like lied about me. You know what I mean? Like because for me, like it's easy to find out the truth about something, right? So like when someone has like lied about it is so frustrating. And there's no like arguing. There's no amount of like competing or trying to convince people because it's just a lie. Like you can't even like. Yeah, it's hard. And
exactly.
You don't want to break your streak either of not reacting. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. I feel like I haven't reacted to people. People try to push and trigger. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to break the streak because of like one thing that like really irritates me. But they do those. And then it's like, but that's not the truth. And it's so hard to
It's so hard.
But
as just like professional yappers and people I feel like who have been pretty honest about and like authentic. Like it's just like, and why would I lie about you? Like if I was even at that, I feel like a Tuesday for me in that era of my life was more interesting. You know what I mean? Like the it was genuinely happening to me. I didn't have to make anything up. I was inserting myself into everything. I was tornadoing my way through life. Like was just, that's why I canceled, like ended up being what it was because was just constantly happening because I was like everything was for the plot and I was insane. Why if I was gonna lie about someone I would lie about Jeff Bezos not Todd Smith
or David or somebody
it's just like what do you mean? And he just he came on and like I'll probably end up going on Jeff FM and then eventually like talking about it I guess. But like
did you text Jeff in that moment? Are you like
I texted Jeff that I literally like
because you never
I said
text.
Horrible things not about Jeff. Nothing I said to Jeff was horrible to Jeff.
But how you felt.
I was just like, and Jeff already knew. And like, he definitely like had my back. I'm not blaming Jeff at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like
he loves to stir the pot.
Yes. And just like,
it's why I won't go on to Jeff FM anymore. The minute I sat down, he cut it out, obviously, but he'll like ask stuff right away. And I'll be like, I'm not answering this. Like we're cutting all of this right
he
now.
He is like, yes, he is like he devious. Knows. He knows. And he knows like, how to get those clips and say the crazy. And that's what I love about Jeff. You know what I mean? Like I admire that about him. He is just so like ruthless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like iconic. I could never do it in this day and age because I've chosen peace. But
choosing peace is, that's what I was going to say, is so much
harder.
It's so much harder, but you feel better because the lies are awful, but it's like, and it's like just having the lies out there is bad, but the peace you feel like so much better to not have to like go.
It's so true. And like what am I doing like stooping to that level and like trying to prove myself? Like I know exactly what happened that night, you know what I mean? Like I know. Yeah. And that's like I have to just sit with that peace. And it's not even drama. It's not even like I'm like receiving a bunch of comments about it or there's a bunch of clips. It's genuinely like a more like personal thing where I'm just like damn, like that is not what happened. And like,
it's the most frustrating.
Yeah.
That is frustrating. And like you said, it could, like nobody could even see it or care. And like this particular clip, no one did. Except just Trish. We are always very interested in you, of course. But like most people like didn't care because it's Todd. You know what I mean? And it's like, again, no shade towards Todd, but he hasn't been doing anything and he knows that. So it's like one of those things where it's just like so frustrating.
I just find it so interesting.
Yeah.
It's like just watching people, the way everyone too, like from that community, like eventually like, is like leaving it and then like and that was the interesting thing too because it's like you've left that community and like is it your ego that you still, and it's funny too because what he said was arguably like he said he like shoved me out of the way or something, like that's not true.
Well then he said he didn't even touch you, he said he just put a hand up like he blocked you or something.
That's like, arguably like worse in some ways than like what actually happened.
Yeah,
but I'm like what is it that like you're leaving this and you're in a new era and you're making amends with Jeff, but you still are lying. Like why? Like why wouldn't you want to just tell the truth about
that? The only thing I can think of like, I do pride myself on never lying about a person, because, like I said, it's very easy to find out if you've lied about, like, anybody that I've been friends with, whether it's Shane or David. Like, it's easy to, like, factually check something. So I never, like, lied about a person. The only thing I can think about and compare it to is, like, I used to be a pathological liar about, like, things about myself. Like, I'd say my dad is rich or whatever. And sometimes you, like, start believing that own story. Like, I started believing it. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, wait, my dad wasn't rich, but for some reason in my childhood, I told everyone he was. But yeah. You start believing it. So maybe he was telling everyone in his circle, like, what happened. And then you just kind of believe that as, like,
yeah, I guess. And he's like, you know? You got to double down. You have a point. You do have a point.
Or he just really believes it. Maybe he really believes that happened because he just told so many people that story. So he's just like,
yeah, I guess that's true. I have to, like, have empathy, I guess, and think about it if almost from his shoes, because it's like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's also like I remember it so vividly because yeah. I was like, I cannot believe this is happening. Like, it's like grown man, like, you know that feeling when, like, a grown man is, like, aggressive or, like, yelling or, like, angry, like, and you just, like, walk away and it's, like, in your chest mm-hmm. and you're like, oh damn, I am a girl.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, it like you everything else kind of, like, falls, and it's like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if you're angry or whatever. You're like, oh, that, like, made me feel really yucky, like, you know what I mean? And, like, I remember that feeling and exactly what I did, like, so vividly that I was just like,
and you told the story so many times in that very consistent manner of that same thing, of that, like, shook feeling. And it's yeah. like, and you don't usually tell stories like that. Like, you're never really shaken by anything, you know? So.
Yeah, because I was like, damn. Like, I remember my takeaway being like, wow, I think that if I was a man, he would have, like, tried to fight me. Like, that was what his...
like, scary.
Like,
yeah.
At least that's what my perception of... that was. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt.
I think that's the other thing, too, is, like, when someone says something as fact and not, like... that's how, well, I guess he did say that's how he perceived things. So then Jeff was like, well, there's three sides to every story. I'm like, I don't know if there's three sides. Sometimes there's just the truth, you know? Mm. They always say her side, he said, but it's like, no, there is, like, a truth of what happened. Like, there is the truth.
And, like, it's, yeah, I just, like, I remember so vividly what he was saying and what he was talking about. Because this was in the time where I was kind of transitioning from at one point being Dobrik's friend to, like, mm-hmm. now writing for Jeff. And, like, I definitely felt that. You know what I mean? There was, like, many months and, like, things I would go to or things I was no longer allowed at, or, like, you know what I mean, things that everyone else was going to and I couldn't, or, like, I'd walk into a room and receive 10 dirty looks because I wasn't choosing what was, like, socially easy. You know what I mean? I was choosing what I felt to be the right thing,
which obviously was, because look at Todd, you know, he's back with Jeff now and everyone's yeah. like talking
and that's
to Jeff.
The thing too, yeah, it's like, that's so interesting because it's like all of these people died on this hill and then, like, flies one by one. Because then what does that say? Like, if you're now sitting back with Jeff,
yeah.
like, what does that say about how you acted for the last few years?
Well, Todd said in the interview, I ended up watching the whole thing. When we talked about Just Trish, I had only seen clips. But then I did watch the whole thing because I wanted to, like, get the full perspective. And Todd does admit to...
thank God, because I didn't.
Yeah. No, I know. I didn't want to, but I was like... and it is hard. Like, things trigger me. Todd doesn't trigger me because I literally, like, never talked to him when I was, like, in that, like, world or whatever.
And that's
but...
the thing, too. He was always very, like... quiet and just kind of nice. So it's like yeah. funny to me that in the end, like, arguably he's the person that I've, like, had the whatever.
Continue. No, it is very, very odd. But he does say that he knew he was on Jeff's side, because he, during that time, he said he, like, couldn't really, because he was dating Natalie and he was intertwined with David, so, like, he couldn't really, like, be friends with Jeff, even though he knew.
But how crazy is I that know. These, like, such, like, I don't know, in my opinion, culty vibes.
Like, I mean, that's, like, the definition of a cult.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you know what I mean? Just following someone blindly, knowing things are wrong, knowing things are f***ed up. And he, like, yeah. basically
said it. I understand
that,
like, income has a play of, like, financial, yeah. like, has a play of control mm-hmm. and, like, just, and, like, a sense of security. And, like, we have you. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, I get all of that. And, I mean, in some retrospect, I'm happy that he's, like, trying to go into the light and, like, you know, get out of that. But just... damn, no, no, I'm not.
No, I think because it triggered, what he said about you. And then you're just like, but see, that's how I get with certain people too. And I just, like, cannot watch because it just, like, triggers me so much. And when people try to push me or lie or rewrite history or something, it's just, like, so frustrating. Like, that's not how it happened. But at the end of the day, I'm like, let's choose peace. Because yeah. at the end of the day, going back and forth is just, like, exhausting. And, like, who do you want to go back and forth with, Todd? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's not even worth anything. There's no clout. There's nothing, you know?
Exactly.
It's just, like, shouting into oblivion, so.
It really is. That's a good analogy. Like, it does. It would be just shouting into oblivion and, like everyone right, knows how right, I feel. Right, right. And it's, like,
yeah, I always feel like up. With your delivery, people think they can go, like, that you want the combat. You know what I mean? Because you are yes. so passionate. It's not in a bad way, but you're just so passionate with the way you talk about things. So I think people think to like match the energy, and they think it's like a beef and to go back and